This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The nation's system of laws and regulations is filled with policies that come from good intentions, but when applied without enough thought or input, don't make sense in their implementation. One example that agriculture faces right now is the requirement that truck drivers install electronic logging devices in their vehicles. By switching from paper records to the electronic devices, it's supposed to be easier to keep truckers honest about not going over the hours of service limits. The intent is good, to improve road safety. But when applied to agriculture, the result is bad policy. That's because a driver hauling livestock or live fish would be forced to pull off the road and rest for 10 hours before hitting the highway again. That might make sense if you're hauling televisions, blue jeans, or other non-perishable goods. If you're hauling live animals, you must weigh the health of the animals against the hours of service rules. That's not to say that livestock haulers should keep driving until they can't see straight. But livestock haulers receive special training and instruction on how to recognize early signs of driver fatigue and balance their own safety with the needs of the animals in their care. The worst outcome would be if livestock haulers decide not to transport animals because they don't want to run the risk of violating the rules or endangering animals. There's already a shortage of livestock haulers. Concern over the electronic mandate could make it worse. And then there's the added cost. Animals can't wait around without water or exercise. To keep on trucking, many drivers will have a backup driver riding along. That drives up the cost of transporting livestock, and we all know who is going to pay that cost, farmers and ranchers. In response to a petition by Farm Bureau and other groups, the Transportation Department late last year granted a 90-day extension until March 18th. But we're waiting for a final decision on a longer-term exemption for agriculture to allow time to develop electronic logging device technology that is compatible with the need to log exceptions to ensure animal safety. Farmers and ranchers can help by contacting their members of Congress and letting them know that the current electronic logging device and hours of service rules shouldn't apply to agriculture, at least not yet. Congress needs to step in and make sure that the road to animal endangerment isn't paved with good intentions. President Trump's Building a Stronger America plan promises to bring long overdue improvements to the country roads, bridges, and broader infrastructure that farmers and ranchers depend on to reach customers at home and abroad, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement on Monday. While past infrastructure plans have left rural America in the dust, this administration has not forgotten the rural communities that form the backbone of our nation. The proposed $50 billion in rural spending will help restore our deteriorating infrastructure and protect U.S. agriculture's place as a world leader in production. We also applaud the administration for placing the decisions of how these dollars should be spent back at the local level. Governors and local officials know their roads and bridges better than anyone, and they are ready to set the priorities for rebuilding rural America. A coalition led by AFBF is asking a federal district court in Texas to issue a nationwide stay blocking the Obama administration's 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen explained that a stay is needed following a Supreme Court decision that ruled jurisdiction of the rule lies in federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a nationwide stay of the rule was issued in 2015. Steen says unless something happens fast, we're at risk of having that national stay that was in place go away very soon, and the 2015 rule would go into effect and would regulate potentially countless landscape features on farms throughout the country. The stay on the activation date of the 2015 rule would give the Environmental Protection Agency time to reconsider and change the rule. Steen added the current administration has an opportunity to decide whether to make a permanent change to the regulations. We're hoping to just maintain status quo while the administration has a chance to go through a thoughtful process and come up with some rules that work. The recently released January 1 cattle inventory report kicks off the year with hard numbers on both the dairy and beef cattle herd. This highly anticipated report is one of the few that looks at both total beef cattle and replacement numbers. For the dairy herd, monthly numbers are provided as part of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service monthly milk production report. The January 1 cattle report is the only report that counts the dairy heifer replacements held for breeding. The dairy herd inventory was up 1% during 2017, adding 54,000 head to last year's January 1 number. It is the highest inventory on January 1 since 1996. Milk cow replacements also increased 27,000 head from last year. This is also the fourth consecutive year dairy replacements represent over 50% of the milking herd, continuing the long-term trend of growing replacement numbers, which have become a larger and larger proportion of the dairy herd since 2004. Some attribute this growth to increased use of sexed semen and greater emphasis on reproductive management. With an eye toward dual goals of access to healthy and productive federal forest land and ensuring these lands are managed in an environmentally sound manner, Farm Bureau is recommending several changes related to the U.S. Forest Service's use of the National Environmental Policy Act. NEPA was enacted to make certain that environmental impacts are considered when the federal government is making decisions. While the law provides a general framework for accomplishing this, the Council on Environmental Quality established the NEPA compliance process. The courts, too, have played a significant role in defining NEPA requirements through the many lawsuits brought to interpret its provisions. As a result, according to Farm Bureau, NEPA compliance has merely become a box to be checked in the decision-making process rather than a driver of meaningful discussion of environmental impacts. The budget deal approved by Congress and signed by President Trump includes a number of important agricultural provisions that will help America's farmers and ranchers and support food security for all Americans, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement issued last week. First, the measure assists farmers affected by natural disasters. Last year's fires and hurricanes were devastating for many farmers. This disaster assistance is much needed so that affected producers can recover and continue to help feed, house, fuel, and clothe our citizens. By including measures to improve policies for cotton and dairy farmers, Congress has taken important steps to address two of our biggest farm bill priorities. Also important was eliminating the cap on USDA livestock risk management tools to provide more options in the livestock sector. AFBF's Ellen Steen was quoted by the National Journal on the two-year delay of the Waters of the U.S. rule. Steen, AFBF's general counsel and secretary, commented on the current status of the regulation. She said EPA is in the middle of a regulatory process to relook at whether the rule should be repealed and whether it should be revised, and it would be foolish, it would create a whole lot of upheaval for the states and the regulated communities to implement while you're in the middle of this process. Discussing the regulation further, Steen said it would be great if the rule would regulate things that look like water and a person of reasonable intelligence can at least have an inkling that they might have a federal water of the U.S. on their land by looking at it. That would be really refreshing. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarship in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.